This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're taught as children that sharing is good, so the sharing economy, as it's called, must be fabulous. The sharing economy is defined every which way, but some companies with a lot of cash flow these days, from internet car services like Lyft and Uber to room rental places like Airbnb, see themselves as part of all this sharing. Oakland, California-based reporter Susie Cagle went to a conference on the sharing economy and was left thinking that the word sharing is getting stretched completely out of shape. Ms. Cagle, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So your beef isn't with sharing per se. Sharing is good. Why should both neighbors own a separate lawnmower they could share? Your beef is what's being done in the name of quote unquote sharing?
I think that there's a great misunderstanding going on with this new branding of the sharing economy. And there's a real dangerous casualization of work. You know, drive a car, make some money, hang out with your friends. It's not really a job. And that's a scary slippery slope.
And one of your sources raises a very interesting question in your piece. Who can share? Who can participate? It's not everyone. I mean, just for starters, you need to be in a socioeconomic class where you have a credit card often.
And then there are issues of really pretty blatant discrimination. The fact that it's been documented that on Airbnb, the best performers are white women. And the people who have the least luck on Airbnb are black men. There's a lot of talk about how the peer-to-peer economy is going to build trust and it's going to build new connections. But in a lot of ways, it looks like it's just trading on the same old connections, the same old discrimination, the same old access.
But here's the thing, Susie. I mean, you can pick on Airbnb, but would you rather someone give their money to intergalactically large Hyatt hotels or, you know, your neighbor?
I think that that's really kind of a false dichotomy. There are, again, a lot of great opportunities within this new kind of people-to-people economy. The issue is these companies shouldn't get a pass, and they shouldn't be seen as a kind of a higher form of business. They're still a business.
Susie Cagle's piece, The Case Against the Sharing Economy, appears in The Nib, part of the online publishing platform Medium. Susie, thank you.
Thank you so much.